By law, nursing homes can only administer a given drug to one patient, even if another guy down the hall has the same prescription. So when that patient is discharged or dies, there's really nothing nursing homes can do with these perfectly safe, paid-for pills. So they call Larry McCarty, a medical waste hauler.
What we use is a completely nondescript truck because when it's driving down the street and I have 600-700 pounds of this in it, I'd just as soon not have it, people be aware.
McCarty says each of his nursing home clients in California are throwing away about 24 gallons of meds every 5 to 6 weeks. The wastefulness even startles a guy who picks this stuff up for a living.
Brand new packages that have never been opened that still have the packing, the saran over the top of them, and their whole package is just sitting in there.
From McCarty's innocuous-looking truck to here, a waste transfer station in Hayward, ultimately, everything gets put on a train, headed to, believe it or not, an incinerator in Maryland.
The absurdity of the waste and how gross it is, the fact that it's raining down on families where these drugs are being burnt, it's insane, right?
George Wong is one of the directors for Serum, a startup nonprofit in California. Since 2010, Serum has helped redistribute about $3 million worth of drugs to an estimated 20,000 patients. While there are several state drug donation programs, Serum has built software that makes it easy for nursing homes to ship unused drugs to pharmacists.
We're like a communications hub. People say the match.com for surplus medicine.
Some 42 states have drug donation recycling laws on the books, but Wong says few actually do much.
If you can recycle a Coke can, like why aren't we recycling $10 pills or $1,000 injectables?
Wong says at a time when one in four adults struggles to afford their prescriptions, throwing away good medicine is just foolish. I'm Dan Gorenstein.